It's the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland with Journal Record reporter Molly Fleming. Hey, Molly, thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day to you, and thanks for having me.
Molly, we're 8 months away from Oklahoma's new liquor laws going into effect, and this was a result of the voter-approved state question from 2016 that'll allow full-strength refrigerated beer and wine in grocery and convenience stores, among other changes. There's still a lot of uncertainty here, right? Because we don't know how much liquor is going to be taxed. There's a bill in the legislature that will deal with this. Could you kind of run us through this legislation?
Yeah, so when someone buys a cocktail or a High Point beer at a restaurant or a bar right now, there's a 13.5% tax added to the cost. The bill that's being proposed by State Senator Stephanie Bice, it's Senate Bill 1394, would eliminate the 13.5% tax, but the bill would then add a 6.5% tax to alcohol sold at the wholesale level.
So, in other words, if this bill passes, it's going to be the wholesalers who are taxed. What are the advantages of this?
So the bill is supported by the Oklahoma Restaurant Association. They like it because people will be able to pay less for drinks at restaurants. They have long argued that people who drink Low Point beer and don't have to pay the 13.5% tax will be so outraged when they have to pay the tax rate in October that they'll stay home to drink because they, you know, Low Point beer won't be highly available, and so they will have to buy regular craft beer or High Point beer, and they're going to see a new rate on the beer that they like.
So the restaurants like this idea. The retailers, though, aren't sold on it. Why are convenience stores and other retailers against this idea?
Well, in the new system, which starts in October, alcohol will go from the manufacturer to the wholesaler to the retailer. And this is supposed to help reduce costs because there's not as many entities touching the alcohol from the time it leaves the plant to the consumer. But if the wholesaler is taxed the 6.5%, they're going to want to get their costs back. So they'll ask the retailer for more money. Then convenience stores and grocers are planning on fighting this because it will increase their costs because they're going to have to pay more for the alcohol. And so they'll end up having to pass on those cost increases to consumers.
Now, I know that the session just started, but has this bill gone anywhere yet?
No, and I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of discussion happening right now, you know, a lot of behind the scenes give and take. It was referred to the Senate's Appropriations Committee, and the committee met yesterday, but the bill was not on the agenda. But, I mean, Jacob, this is going to be an interesting battle to see how the final shape of this bill. The oppositions to this are two big groups, you know, retailers and restaurants. And when you look at the convenience store side, we have some pretty big national players in Oklahoma with Quick Trip and Love's Travel Stops and Country Stores. So I'm looking forward to seeing the final language of this.
So this is just one bill that will iron out the alcohol law changes. Are there other bills filed related to alcohol this session?
Yes, there are 9 bills filed from the House side and 15 filed in the Senate related to alcohol. But all these bills have been expected since the beginning. State Senator Stephanie Bice, who spearheaded all these changes, allowed 2 years before they went into place to iron out details, including taxation.
So that's quite a stack of bills that are going to be worked through. Besides the tax bill, is there anything in particular that stands out to you?
Senator Bice has filed a bill that would allow places in college towns to continue to sell beer that can be carried around on football game days. Right now, they can sell Low Point beer, but that will be gone in October. And so this would change the mixed beverage licensee regulations so those eateries and bars can sell High Point beer that is taken into the public.
Molly Fleming is a reporter for the Journal Record newspaper. Cheers, Molly. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.